I have something to say to you. And I want you to listen. Because you were the one who said to me that I was always good with words. And so, I have some carefully selected words for you. Yo. Yo. You two don't know what the other is thinking. You two don't know how the other is living. You two bad at each other's walls and hate. And then you both surprised when the motherfucking dam breaks. You two don't know each other and you never did. You two don't love each other and you never did. Stuck together like used gum and a desk. And you wonder why there's such unrest. Yo, seems as though it was a shock to you only. But even so, you were stoned when she said she was lonely. You never cared a lot about the plots of a morning. You never gave a fucking thought to what she wanted. But ignorance takes two, as with love and lust. And you never seemed to think of him a whole fucking lot when you were picking at him, as if he was a red rock. And you were shocked when he finally broke the door off its fucking hinges while he was telling you to stop. And when you thought that it meant a lot, but you brought a hell that was all for naught. And you tried to act like he had your cup, but all that you fucking brushed off when I brought it up. And I'm at a loss as the hell you think it's a far toss to think that you yourself brought your own divorce. Listen.
You two don't know what the other is thinking. You two don't know how the other is living. You two bad at each other's walls and hate. And then you both surprised when the motherfucking dam breaks. You two don't know each other and you never did. You two don't love each other and you never did. Stuck together like used gum and a desk. And you wonder why there's such unrest.
You think it's unfair for me to be mad? Woman, don't you dare, I got a right to be mad. You really have me scared to be alone with dad. Peeling back the layers, it leaves me fucking sad. You tried to drag me with you, I felt unsafe. I cried my fucking eyes out, thought I had no place. Came down, dad put all his feelings on display. And I realized what you were telling me was a mistake. And I caught it, you tried to pluck me off the vine. And I fought it, leaving home before my fucking time. But first I bought it, without even a question. Why? Because I thought at first that you were fucking right. But take another fucking look, we're doing just fine. And dad is old enough, he never hurt a fly. So I don't fucking understand why you decide he never hurt me, bitch. He hasn't even tried. So here's what I decide.
You two don't know what the other is thinking. You two don't know how the other is living. You two bad at each other's walls and hate. And then you both surprised when the motherfucking dam breaks. You two don't know each other and you never did. You two don't love each other and you never did. Stuck together like used gum and a desk. And you wonder why there's such unrest again. You two don't know what the other is thinking. You two don't know how the other is living. You two bad at each other's walls and hate. And then you both surprised when the motherfucking dam breaks. You two don't know each other and you never did. You two don't love each other and you never did. Stuck together like used gum and a desk. And you wonder why there's such unrest.
Even so, I suppose that I should be the one to man up, stand up, take a breath and forgive you when you first told us. I honestly agree that's true, and even now I think it's for the best through and through. You are my mother, and even though you're far away, I clearly never get another, so I have to quell my dismay. Just stop trying to smother me, let the rage run its way, and let me man the rudders and keep my demons at bay. You can't have the cake and eat it too, you're gone. You can't expect me to visit cause you're from home. You can't expect me to be happy with you, the lines are drawn, but now you're free to go, wherever you may roam. The only one putting thoughts in my head is me, no one else. These words are undiluted from writing paper, they all fell. I make my own opinion as much as it hurts you to tell. But my thoughts are my own, and in my head they dwell. I forgive you. And I'm sorry that I had to say this way. But stop trying to smother me. Leave me alone. And I promise you I'll come back eventually.